The Cunning Man, written by Celia Rees and read by Shirley Barthelme. Finn was right. The sea came for her again and again that night, but this time the dreams were different, shot through with new horror. Below the boom of the surf, she seems to hear voices calling. The howl of the wind seems laced with human screams. The beach is dark. It is night time. The black water rises and falls, glittering in the pale moonlight. Great wooden spars, splintered and snapped like matches, lie strewn across the sand. There is no sign of a ship out in the darkness, but wreckage floats on the hissing scum of bubbling foam. Dragged back and thrown down again, further up the beach, and further, all the time getting nearer, until she can make out individual things among the jumble of floating cargo. Things she took, at first, to be bundles of ragged clothes. Then she sees limbs extended. The flesh is torn, shredded back to bone. Finn stares, eyes wide, transfixed and paralysed. The shapeless, tumbled bundles begin to move. They are dragging themselves upright, grouping together, moving up the beach towards her. They are near enough for her to see the dripping, seaweed-tangled hair, make out the features in ravaged, ruined faces, smell the rank, fishy stench of decay and salt water. She runs, fleeing up the beach and away from them. Every now and then she looks back. Each time they seem closer. They are definitely getting nearer. She turns to run again, dragging herself across acres of thick, sodden sand. Her legs are heavy with exhaustion. The sand is sucking at her feet, holding her back, grabbing at her ankles like soft, wet hands. She runs on towards the distant breakwater, knowing she isn't going to make it. She stumbles once, twice, and looks up to see hands reaching down towards her, spread starfish white against the blackness. She fights to get away, her whole body bucking, jerking her to wakefulness. At least, she thought it was that which woke her.